using Match.com's exclusive Total Attraction Matching System. Now it's your turn to be first in line for love. Take Match.com's one-of-a-kind personality test free and come and get the love meant just for you.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Florida touchscreen voting test. Touchscreen machines brought in to replace the punch card ballots and the 2000 presidential fiasco are appearing to work okay in primary voting in Florida today. Secretary of State Glenda Hood said her office had no reports of major problems, even in the most populous counties and those hardest hit by Hurricane Charley. Concerns, of course, centered on the ATM-style touchscreen voting machines that are used in 15 Florida counties. Critics argue they're vulnerable to tampering and computer glitches. Yvonne Glore in Broward County said she liked her touchscreen experience because the paper, she said, was confusing. Election Rights Group placed poll monitors and on-call attorneys at precincts to take statements from people who did have problems. One was 33-year-old Miami resident Blas Lopez. Lopez had no problem with the machine, but a poll worker gave him a nonpartisan ballot, even though he's a registered Democrat. A student from Yale, arrested at the Republican convention last night for entering the restricted area near Vice President Dick Cheney's booth. He came within 10 feet of Cheney, shouting anti-war and anti-Bush statements. The security people said Cheney was never in any danger, no weapon on the man. Vice President Cheney today said it would be wrong for him to judge Senator John Kerry's service during the war or his anti-war activities later, given that Cheney avoided military service altogether. Cheney was asked if Kerry should apologize for saying the troops in Vietnam committed atrocities, testimony that angered some officers who served with him. Cheney said, "I didn't have to serve in Vietnam, and I try to make it a point always to thank those who did for their service, regardless of what their views are or exactly where they served during that period of time or other circumstances." Cheney was given 5 deferments from military service in the 1960s, saying he had other priorities. Democrat John Kerry relaxing on Nantucket this week in friendly territory. Property owners on the New England island lean Democratic in their politics, but even Kerry loyalists may have some reservations if Kerry wins the White House. The prospect of 4 years of Secret Service patrols and tourists pouring in from all over the country for a glimpse of Kerry as he's on a boat or windsurfing may not be all that appealing to his neighbors, one Kerry neighbor said. There was a joke going around here that everybody will probably vote Republican. The little girl is 8 years old, but everywhere she goes, store windows, cars, even the headlines in the news are calling her name. Her name is Kerry Edwards, and she'll always remember the 2004 presidential campaign. The third grader in Davis, California, has a special affinity for the Democratic ticket of Kerry and Edwards. Kerry Edwards says, "It's pretty nice. All these bumper stickers, T-shirts, and yard signs. The election of 2004, Kerry Edwards says, I like it." This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Once again, it's Dishing the Dirt, the call-in show that finds beauty in ugly rumors. What you got?
You want dirt? I work for some celebrities.
Talk to me.
They asked me to switch to those Clorox bathroom cleaners with Teflon surface protector. Now their dirt doesn't stick.
Well, wait. Dirt doesn't stick to celebrities?
I'm telling you, dirt doesn't stick to their bathtubs, sinks, showers, toilets, or bidets.
You know something? I don't want to hear this, because if dirt doesn't stick, I'm out of business.
Clorox bathroom and toilet bowl cleaners with Teflon surface protector. Use them, and dirt doesn't stick. Teflon is a registered trademark of DuPont used under license.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... you drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on the next Unfiltered. It's day three of the Republican National Convention, and we are live from Porter's Restaurant at the edge of sanity. Hey, what's that smell? It's Zell Miller. Oh! But luckily, here at Porter's, we are saved by the gusto of Musto. From the Village Voice, the inimitable Michael Musto joins us. It's the opportunity of a lifetime.
This Wednesday, Chuck D. and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start.
And it seems that my days are numbered. Now, to precious few people I know that my days are numbered. Cause I can't get it back together without you.
This is coverage of the Republican National debacle with Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
All right, we are back on the Majority Report, Air America Radio, and we are going to go to the Schwarzenegger speech so that we can begin to mock it. And mocking it with us tonight will be Jason Bateman and David Cross.
And remember, Jason, keep, you got to sit, talk right into
this. Right next to the microphone like this.
And they're from Arrested Development, Emmy Award-winning Arrested Development.
Well, not yet.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is talking about the glory days of Austria when it was a police state. And right now, about 800 people have been arrested in New York. In total, at least 300 tonight. It is a basically like a police state. Then there were the sycophantish, willfully ignorant, chanting USA, the narcissists. David, do you have something?
He's sitting there describing Austria, the police state that Austria was, and describing tanks in the street and his fear of the car that he was traveling in with his uncle being pulled over and his uncle being taken out, presumably for disagreeing with the state. And that is what's happening right now, about 400 yards outside of the exact spot he's speaking in currently.
Right.
And so far tonight in Arnold's speech, 6 mentions of Bush and 11 mentions of me.
Really?
Not me as in Sam Cedar.
I was going to say he knows you? You know him?
Me as in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And he also has the lamest joke delivery, his opening icebreaker jokes. He really needs to take a Toastmasters class for public speaking because he's awful. His timing is awful with comedy. Now, Jason, you're handy with the comedy. You're good with the timing.
I'm hilarious, Janine.
All right, let's turn up the speech and listen to a little of this jibba-jabba.
Live. As long as I live, I will never forget the day 21 years ago when I raised my right hand and I took the oath of citizenship. You know how proud I was? I was so proud that I walked around with the American flag around my shoulder all day long. Tonight, I want to talk to you about why I am even more proud to be an American, why I am proud to be a Republican, and why I believe that this country is in good hands.
I believe it's in good hands because it reminds me of Vienna.
You know, I got to say, this speech so far reminds me of The Sixth Day, which was directed by Robert Spottiswood and written by Cormac and Marion Wibberly. It's a stunning futuristic yarn about a helicopter pilot who Arnold Schwarzenegger plays, who accidentally finds out that he has been cloned. And I find the speech reminiscent of that fine movie.
That's interesting, David, because...
Stay tuned. A black person will be on your TV.
David, it's interesting that you say that because I look at this more like to be Collateral Damage.
Really?
Yes, written by Ronald Roos and David Griffiths. And it's more of a... it's not fair to look at that movie in the light of 9/11. I just want to establish that, even though this speech is also being seen in light of 9/11.
Hmm. Let's get back to the speech.
Let's get back to the speech.
Union, and it is because of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. I keep hearing about this United States of America. What is he talking about?
Colin, keep the level of the speech up. It should be half us and half the Gropinator.
Do you think they're thinking about the funding for daycare that he just cut in California?
As a kid, I saw the socialist country that Austria became after the Soviets left. Now, don't misunderstand me. I love Austria, and I love the Austrian people.
Just in case he has to run for president of Austria.
Yeah, I remember when Kurt Waldheim...
Wonderful, warm, tolerant... Man,
there's something about Schwarzenegger that reminds me of that joke that Gilbert Gottfried had about Kurt Waldheim, where Kurt Waldheim talked about how he was in Vienna with his wife, and Hitler walked by, and Kurt Waldheim was asking his wife to take a picture of him, and as soon as Hitler came by, Waldheim thrust his arm out and pointed it out and said, "Stop! Don't take the picture!" And his arm was jutting out like that. I guess it's really more of a visual joke. But the idea is that, let's face it, if it quacks like a fascist, it may be just a fascist.
I remember watching the Nixon-Humphrey presidential race on TV.
Oh,
he didn't watch the Nixon-Humphrey.
Translated
to
me.
Not watch that.
I heard Humphrey saying things that sounded like socialism, which I had
or maybe
just
he meant I remember watching the
but
tape of that that was shown to me a week ago so I could study for this speech.
Yeah, those gym TVs could have been on at Gold's Gym. Yeah,
that's right.
Lowering the taxes and strengthening the military.
I was pumping iron.
You know, I got to say, I'm gonna go back on what I was saying because I think this speech is really more reminiscent of End of Days, which was directed by Peter Hyams and written by Andrew W. Marlowe. And that's where Schwarzenegger battles Satan and saves New York City, the very city he's in.
Huh.
You know?
I am hoping that Schwarzenegger uses the line that he used in Commando.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Schmitty, when I told you you would be the last to die?
I lied again.
My wife's family.
You know
that's
what,
no
David, I think what's great here is when anyone asks the question, why do they hate us? Don't you think
but
that we could just show them a tape of this convention and Arnold speaking?
I think you can just set your TiVo to stun and then send that, beam that to any
George W.
anybody.
And in London, as you were telling us, you just got back from 3-week show, a tour, if you will. Your stand-up was in London, and people were scratching their heads wondering, are we insane? Why is this man so
sure, yeah, not with any, not with any animosity, but just didn't understand. Just couldn't understand why he's still in office.
This party.
And why is Tony Blair still in office for sucking up
we
to this?
Your
well, he may not
we
be for long.
In your future. And one thing I learned about America is
you know, the big difference here is that, you know, the right wing owns every single, you know, legislative, executive, and judicial branch. And it's not that way in England.
Can you imagine if George Bush was forced to endure the parliamentary questioning that Tony Blair needs to endure?
He'd be gone.
Yeah, I know.
I have.
Yeah, yeah, he would
career,
be gone.
Success,
he'd be crying,
family,
sleeping in a little dog bag.
He'd be in a ball.
America.
In the fetal position, he'd just be in a ball.
He'd start defending himself in that kind of common man vernacular, where he'd be like,
"In this country,
you don't, y'all saying some big words, and I think America doesn't appreciate big words or big ideas.
Like my me, base definitely doesn't appreciate big words. In fact, they fear it. They fear America they don't. And what they do is they react with anger.
Excuse me, but I'm going to clear out some of the scrub brush around Parliament.
And I believe they can. That's why I believe in this country. That's why I believe in this party. And that's why I believe in this president."
Well, now he just sounds like Mr. Freeze from Batman and Robin, which was directed by Joel Schumacher and written by Bob Kane and Akiva Goldsmith. You know? I mean, he's just sounding like Mr. Freeze.
It's funny that you say that, David. Because
I was expecting, clearly, we were all expecting more of a Howard Langston from Jingle All the Way, which was directed by Brian Levon and written by Randy Kornfeld.
It's funny because I was just thinking, wow, this reminds me of his uncredited turn as the White Wolf in Dr. Doolittle.
But perhaps I'm wrong. I don't see
maybe,
it.
Just maybe.
You guys are creating a new McCarthy list. You know that.
I say to you tonight that I believe that's not only okay, but that's what's great about this country.
He has said nothing of substance. Zero.
Want to say this is great. You are great.
You know what? Cheerleaders should just be coming out of his mouth. Not words, but just various cheerleaders.
No, it should just be semaphore flags with symbolic pictures on them, and people cheer accordingly. They're like a studio audience. And there's like a sign flashing. They are as lame as any studio audience for a really bad sitcom.
My fellow Americans, how do you know if you are...
I would like to hear them chant Jerry.
Well, I
Jerry.
Tell you how. If you believe that government should
for
be
Arnold,
accountable
but just
to the
in that
people,
Jerry Springer way.
If you believe government should be accountable for the people, he just said.
Wow.
Shocking. Shocking.
You know, you can only lie to people like that if you don't respect them. All the shysters who are speaking on the stage don't respect those people, the delegates, at all.
These delegates are the very ones who are the most adversely affected by this administration. That's what kills me. All these people who are up there cheering are all the ones who are clearly the most adversely affected.
That's why I'm saying they don't respect them, and almost it's human nature to actually, deep down, they're probably thinking, are you guys going to catch us? Are you going to throw us out of here? Why are you allowing us to walk all over you like a doormat? Dr. Phil needs to be flown in for the convention to do an intervention.
We need to take a break. You're listening to the Majority Report on Air America Radio. We will not. We will be picking up Schwarzenegger in progress. We're not going to TiVo it for you. If you really want to see the full text of this speech, there is something very, very wrong with you.
Sometimes a wolf comes in sheep's clothing. This is coverage of the Republican National Convention with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at Barnes & Noble music locations.
The Revolution Starts Now.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me.
me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Proud and stubborn, loud and arrogant, is American as apple pie and embarrassment. Drop your chicken face, put it on display. Look, mom, another national disgrace. Dumb and ignorant, drunk and belligerent. Open up your heart, y'all, come on and let me in. Drop your chicken face, put it on display. Look, mom, another national disgrace.
It's the classic immigrant story. A young man raised in a humble Nazi household arrives in America with nothing to his name but the body of Tarzan, the hands of an octopus, and the lust for power of a Wolverine. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The very words have a dissonance that hits at something terribly wrong. Like the phrase, Nobel Peace Prize winner Henry Kissinger. Unfortunately, Arnold Schwarzenegger is no Ronald Reagan. He may not be the most qualified person ever elected governor of California. And he may not even be the most qualified actor to be elected governor. And he's not even the most qualified cast member of the movie Predator to be elected governor. But there is one thing he has for which we all should be grateful. He's a citizen of foreign birth and is constitutionally prohibited from ever becoming president.
We are back in the majority report. We go right back to the speech to continue to mock it.
I'm not mocking it.
No, I know. I know. I know you're being serious.
I'm being educated.
Jason Bateman's been mocking the speech.
Being inspired and educated.
Because I am not educated. I'm just the everyman.
What kind of a person holds up an Arnold sign and cheers for this
Nazi homophobic?
How about somebody who really enjoyed him as U.S. Marshal John the Eraser Kruger in Eraser, directed by Chuck Russell and written by Tony Puryear and Wallen Green?
What's weird is that Schwarzenegger doesn't even have 4 more years to his term.
Americans, I want you to know that I believe with all my heart that America remains the great idea that inspires the world. It is a
now if we could just put it into practice.
I know, that would be wonderful. The great theory.
It is a gift to raise your family here, to vote here, and to live here.
So he wants
our
to deny others those
George
same
w.
opportunities.
Bush has worked hard to protect and preserve the American dream for
these
all
these people
of us.
Are really
and that's why I say
sick.
Send
except
him
kind of lying is sick.
Privatize Social Security.
Close our borders.
Four more years is the chant of the deluded, of the frontally lobe damaged, the iron deficient. There is something sick about these people.
Close the borders to my fellow countrymen.
These people are sick, man. That is sad. That is the saddest.
Now I'm going backstage to molest another woman.
Right. Whatever you do, keep Maria in the auditorium.
That is really
I will give
sick.
You the clue.
What a rewriting of history. What a bunch of liars.
Man.
I have a couple of quotes of Arnold Schwarzenegger's that you may be forgetting. I'd like to remind people. As much as when you see a blonde with great tees and great ass, you say to yourself, hey, she must be stupid or must have nothing to offer, which maybe is the case any times. But then again, there is the one that is as smart as her breasts look, great as her face looks, beautiful as her whole body looks, gorgeous, you know, so people are shocked. That's from Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's from when he was on the set filming Junior, which was directed by Ivan Reitman and written by Kevin Wade and Chris Conrad.
And during an Esquire interview in July of 2003, it's all very funny, even the political thing. All the things you have to do to make an initiative pass, it's hilarious. You have to call the head of the California Fire Association.
We now have the drunk and sexually promiscuous progeny of our leader.
Colin, let's hear what they're saying.
Is that Prince William and Prince Edward?
They look nothing alike.
Thanks to him.
Well, one is
one
holding a great deal of water.
Nobody can complain.
From her abuse of alcohol.
Except
the other one,
maybe our
looks like she may like the pills a little bit more.
And if she doesn't like
they
it,
both
are,
have
that say
the face of middle-aged.
I think we have Al Franken on the line. Al, are you there?
Yeah, I am. And I'm actually standing underneath, right by the Vice President, and Mrs. Cheney and Giuliani, and they are enjoying the gals. And Schwarzenegger, there are a couple of things that really struck me about Schwarzenegger's
thing. Al, you got to speak
when
a little
says,
bit louder.
Okay, well, maybe it's my mic again, but can you hear me now?
Yeah, that
sounds good.
Okay, a couple things about Schwarzenegger, one of which is he doesn't appear to understand the concept of the two Americas. He thinks we want there to be two Americas. So he keeps... yes, that's a basic misunderstanding these people seem to have. Also, he says that you have to believe in the economy. And I believe in the economy. He just doesn't understand that, you know, I mean, the concept of an economy... And I was doing a little running commentary with a Republican here who was trying to convince me of his side. And then every time I'd say something like, you know, we've lost over a million jobs, he'd go, oh. And so he does understand the length of presidential term. We did four more years. He shamelessly plugged his movies.
And, we were actually plugging his movies quite a bit too, I think.
Well, okay. And, he appears to be in excellent shape. He's in excellent shape.
Al, as a comedian, how would you rate his opening icebreaker jokes? The tempo, the voice tone?
Did you ever see Kindergarten Cop?
Yes.
Yeah, that was directed by Ivan Reitman and written by Murray Salem.
Very sort of Kindergarten Copy. There was a reason that, and there was one where he was pregnant, right?
That was yeah.
Another movie. Junior.
Yes, yeah, directed by Ivan Reitman.
Yes. Crowd pleasing. you know, it's funny. My kids, I remember they went to, it was my daughter. My daughter went to Junior on Thanksgiving, and she wouldn't let me go with her, so I had to go to another movie. And I took my son to Miracle on 34th Street. And after she left Junior, I asked my daughter what happened. She said, "Well, they laughed a lot." I said, "But what about?"
Oh, sweet Lord!
And she said, "Not one laugh." She said, "Not one laugh," and I was so proud of her.
That's because she was raised right, Al.
That's right.
Now, Al, is there really a huge a video image of Dick Cheney in the garden right now?
No. They're on the girls. They're on the girls, and they look very fetching.
They
do. Very nice.
All right. Well, we'll be back. You're listening to the Majority Report, Air America Radio, live from the tank in New York City.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Are you ready for love? That special someone could be waiting just for you at Match.com. Match.com's exclusive total attraction matching system helps you connect on all the things that really matter, from personal values to personal style, then delivers profiles and photos of your most compatible matches. Hundreds of thousands found their love at Match.com. Take the Match.com personality test free and get the love meant just for you.
What that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Hey! Today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Oreck tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I'm going to give you a friendly critique. The use of phrases like the crazy Christian and things like that. What if you started on a regular basis, started talking about the crazy Jews? How long do you think you guys would last on the air?
866-303-AAR0. We're listening.
I want to know what happened to the generation of the 70s. You're the generation of peace and love. What happened to you? You turned into mean, evil, imperialist bastards. I'm not on air. I'm like...
You're listening to The Truth Behind the Lies of the Republican National Convention with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on The Majority Report, Air America Radio.
We are back on The Majority Report, Air America Radio. We're broadcasting live from the tank myself, Janine Garofalo, David Cross, and Jason Bateman. And George Bush is at a softball game.
Get it? Because he's just plain folks. Just salt of the earth, meat, potatoes, pants on, one leg at a time. This is disgusting. They could use this footage to induce vomiting at hospitals. Honest to God, this is the sickest stuff I've ever seen.
Okay, now we have Laura Bush will be coming up. My guess is she will be talking about...
She made our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Oh, shut up. This is such a... Look at Dick Cheney. He is inhuman.
All right, here's my prediction. You're going to have Laura Bush...
He's a sociopath.
Laura Bush is going to be talking about how they were broke when they...
This makes me sick. This is unbelievable schmaltz foisted upon the easily manipulated and the willfully ignorant.
All right, I think you can anticipate that Laura Bush will be talking about how back when we first started out, it was just us and we used to carry...
Yeah, their broke-down pickup truck and a dog named Boo.
And barely had two nickels to rub together.
I like being introduced by the President of the United States.
George just used to stop, pull over, and clear out the brush wherever he could.
We had an old Chevy. And then
we'd drive that old Chevy right into a ferry, and that ferry would take that Chevy right up to Kennebunkport, and we'd get on a plane and clear out some brush from under the plane, and then clear out the brush within the plane, and then land at Kennebunkport, and George would just hop off and clear out some brush.
And
there'd be some Jim Beam.
And then we had some...
Favorite stash of Jim Beam. We love Laura.
Bless
Can you imagine
heart.
What the right wing would say if the Democrats had done anything remotely resembling this? Newsmax.com, the Freepers, Ann Kruger, all the other pundits and right wing radio Neros would go insane and criticize and criticize and criticize if the Democrats had done anything remotely like this. This is unbelievable saccharine. This is the biggest con job of the American people I've ever seen.
Here she's going to go on and talk about how all the young entrepreneurs she's met, all the waitresses, all the tow truck drivers, all the dump truck people.
Do you think she'll mention any of the the tens of thousands of injured at Walter Reed Hospital?
No, probably not.
But every publisher has a fake person they met in the aisle of a grocery store that says something to them.
Sure.
And I met.
I just want to thank you. I just want to let you know that I pray for you every day.
No. It's more like this, David. And so I met a nurse in the Stop and Shop who said to me, "I can't even feed my children. I've got three jobs. I play by the rules." That's how you know it's always a fake story, because the politician always says that the person says they play by the rules.
I have met more people since George has been a political animal. I've met more people who play by the rules.
It's reminded me of
they're not breaking the books.
It's crazy. What are these people doing playing by the rules?
This is
no way to get ahead.
The most elaborate, expensive con job of a group of people.
And look how medicated she seems. George was behind the wheel.
There's the Cutlass line.
Even then, he was always.
She just said she and George used to drive around their old Cutlass.
That's where he used to like me to put on the strap on, and if I forgot it, he'd get so sore at me.
Oh, Jason.
You learn a lot about your husband.
Come on,
when
she's
you
a strap on her. You get the right cocktail of pills going.
In the campaign, it even convinced me to vote for him. This time,
wait,
I don't need any convincing.
That is perfectly timed. They are as funny as Grover Norquist. They really are almost as funny as Grover Norquist.
The reason why I don't need any convincing this time is because George has told me that if he does not win the presidency, there's a very good chance he's going to be indicted.
I want to try to answer the question
on war crimes.
Many people
or by another baseball team, which is probably why he was out that softball pitch.
That's right.
You know what? His father has gotten away with not being indicted for war crimes. You know, George Bush Sr. has the charges brought up by the International Criminal Court, hence we don't recognize the International Criminal Court.
We should re-elect your husband.
George W. Bush has managed, George H.W. has managed to avoid
I have a lot to say
any kind of repercussions
that.
About his war crimes.
Well, that's one of the key things for this administration, why they're fighting so specifically dirty and awful and is because if Kerry wins, they're culpable.
The students are
They're going to see, some, you know, even if they're cleared eventually, their name is at least.
Yeah, but all these guys got away with Iran-Contra. They're the same criminals working for Bush now, or the Iran-Contra scoundrels.
didn't a guy just come out today that he was caught dialing a gay gay
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
When you were getting M&M's, we
were sorry.
In fact, David actually read
the transcript. Sorry, lose, Jason. David actually read the transcript.
I need the Radio TiVo.
So how are those M&M's, by the way?
Now she's talking.
Vibrating.
Laura Bush is now talking about the fake No Child Left Behind Act, which sounds really good, except for it has no money and it doesn't work.
Right. It doesn't work at all.
Yes, those two flaws in the plan.
Well, guess what? It's not supposed to work, you guys. Education is not paramount for these people because they cannot have thoughtful, critical thinkers in society, or they cannot put their propaganda over on us. They need to have a really dumbed-down, conformist society, and also a lot of people willing to go into the military.
I'll tell you, that's one of the things that nobody talks about is how we're a country of number ones. We're the biggest, the strongest, the best, the smartest, and we clearly have, and we should recognize this, we have a vastly superior propaganda machine in this country.
And better than North Korea.
Better than North Korea, better than Russia.
Well, the reason why it's so successful is that because people don't realize we have a propaganda machine.
Exactly.
They say that people who live in Russia or back when it was the Soviet Union or in China, they know not to believe the news. However, in this country, you pick up the New York Times, you read Adam Nagorny, or you read Jody Wilgorn, you actually think you're being told the truth.
We win. We win.
Yeah, we are number one in having 48% of the population under the impression that this is not a propagandist society.
Now, do we need to do a countdown before she mentions FDR as every other person
who's Churchill
was
able to bring
or Reagan? Are they still trying to?
No, they won't mention Reagan. They will not mention Reagan. They will mention FDR. They'll mention Churchill. They'll mention some great leader, you know, from a foreign country that makes them look.
Ron Reagan Jr. Ron Reagan Jr. is making it hard for them to use Reagan.
I thought for sure that they would have, you know, Ronald Reagan's casket front and center during this convention.
Oh, that's actually backstage in the garden.
Yeah, just in case things get bad, they're going to reel that out.
I still can't get over that they are in a city that they revile. They loathe everything that New York stands for.
Exactly.
They hate
they're cashing in on the dead 3,000 people.
Exactly.
Oh, I get it. I get it. I know why they're
But David, they revile their own base. They revile the people who vote for them.
I mean, the people in that, all the people in...
No, I understand that. They also, all the people on the stage revile the delegates, and they also revile New York City.
We're living Laura Bush was just talking about stem cell research.
Stop it. I'm sick of science. Get rid of science. In fact, I want the last 5 years of science removed from our, and I'm talking about conveniences, I'm talking about medical, I'm talking about transportation, I'm talking about sciences in the telecommunications. All of it's gone.
He doesn't believe it. The jury is still out on evolution.
Yep, and I want Galileo and Copernicus back in hell.
Yeah.
Get them back in hell.
They are not pardoned. And I want the Flat Earth Society to meet in my office ASAP.
As we gather in this
This is off the New Republic blog. Some delegates sitting near CNN's broadcast position just off the convention floor realized that they were sitting next to Wolf Blitzer, Judy Woodward, and Jeff Greenfield at CNN.
Woodruff.
And they started chanting, "Watch Fox News, watch Fox News."
See, that is the typical personality type.
Yeah. Did you see, though, the numbers for Fox News? Did you read about that at all?
No.
The numbers for Fox News as opposed to 2000, it was about CNN, for both conventions, CNN was about 2-1 for Fox, and then CNN was slightly, or about 2-1 for Fox, and 2004 for Fox, I mean, CNN was over Fox 2-1 for the Democratic convention, and Fox is like 4-1 to everything else combined for the Republican National Convention. I don't know what more proof you need.
Homeland propaganda.
What more proof do you need?
Fox is homeland propaganda. It is part of the whole plan, and these people all know it. And Dick Cheney was, for whatever reason, at Fox News 1 a.m. a week or two ago, meeting with somebody at Fox News at 1 in the morning. Why would that be?
It is America's Al Jazeera.
Yes, it is, although Al Jazeera is more honest than Fox.
Once you turn everything pink, it stays pink.
Well, how couldn't you be?
That's right. It's actually not hard to do, but The type of person who watches Fox is the type of a jerk that chants, watch Fox next to the CNN booth while it's broadcast.
Jumping up and down behind Judy Woodruff.
This now, what we can really expect Laura Bush to also talk about will be how the Afghanis, women have been liberated, and the Iraqi women have been liberated. Of course, Iraqi women were doing fine under Saddam Hussein. It wasn't an oppressive regime like you now see in half of Iraq towards women. And in fact, not only can women not go out of their homes in Afghanistan, men are also afraid of going out of their homes now in Afghanistan because of all the incredible war and insecurity there.
Well, Afghanistan is a failure. And yesterday's bombings were just another example, as we discussed yesterday. There is also escalating terrorism around the world.
And we know there,
you know, Moscow got hit today.
If they want to keep liberating women, then why don't they try to be consistent with it and go into Saudi Arabia and do the same thing? Or do they don't want to piss off their allies?
Right.
Jason, put your microphone down. You do not speak ill about Saudi Arabia around here, buddy.
That's where our oil comes from.
Oh, shoot.
Franklin Roosevelt.
She just said Franklin Roosevelt.
There you go. Bingo.
He's spinning
what
again
was the
in his grave.
On that?
He's got rug burn from spinning so much in his grave these last 3 days.
To go to war. But he knew the
just like Franklin Delano Roosevelt, except for in reverse, my husband will do everything he can
to take away any New Deal measures. We don't
every time I see them standing and applauding, it's just like, take away my rights.
I know.
Take away my health care.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Take my money, please.
It's like the women that undress on the Howard Stern show. And they undress on the Howard Stern show and beg to be criticized. That is the same personality type that's clapping for this administration.
They should just have a never-ending group of people coming up and dropping their paychecks in front of her feet.
Yeah.
Just at their feet.
And their reproductive rights in the air they breathe and as their children get asthma.
Is she locked inside a gift box or something?
I know.
She's inside the genie bottle.
She does have a separate quality, Jason. You hit that right.
Oh.
We're discussing the threat. Tony Blair, Cyrano de Bergerac, the smart guy that has to talk for the dolt to seduce two nations into war.
George has trouble speaking to the British because of their different language. So I do the translating.
Because we speak American and they speak English.
George Bush's ongoing war on the English language.
Could you imagine actually being caught on the floor on camera clapping at this convention?
It would be so embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like, I talk about, you know, people wanting to be like, sort of like pixelated out on like Dateline. You know, like some mobster doesn't want to get killed. It's like, never a better reason to get your face, you know, clouded out.
This is the same thing as going to Reverend Sun Myung Moon's coronation.
Sweet relief. We have to take a break. You're listening to the Majority Report. We're here listening intently to the lies of Laura Bush.
The most offensive. This night has been.
It is
it's
offensive.
Increasingly
it's
more
embarrassing,
and more offensive.
Man. These people really have no sense of intellectual embarrassment at all.
We'll be right back. Go get yourself a drink. You deserve it. This is the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
Live from New York, you're listening to the People's coverage of the Republican National Convention with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents the State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst, comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects. If you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems, call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and
and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYouGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYouGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYouGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
And now it's time for Michael McKean reads from the 2004 GOP Unity Plank.
We recognize and respect that Republicans of good faith may not agree with all the planks in the party's platform. This is particularly the case with regard to those planks dealing with abortion, family planning, and gay and lesbian issues. The Republican Party welcomes all people on all sides of these complex issues and encourages their active participation as we work together on those issues upon which we agree. Oh, wait. No, this one didn't make it.
This has been Michael McKean reads from the GOP Unity Plank 2004.
I think Dear Leader's wife looks great. I think she's had some work done around her eyes.
We are back on the Majority Report, Air America Radio. My name is Sam Cedar, sitting with Janine Garofalo, David Cross, Jason Bateman, and I think we have Mike Malloy on the line. Mike, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. I was just marveling that Laura, I'm watching her on CNN, reminds me of Mrs. Hahn. My third grade teacher, who I love.
No, I thought you said Ava Braun. Yes, I was going to say, yeah, she reminds me of Ava Braun,
or Jessica Hahn.
Or Genghis Khan.
Third grade teacher who I just lusted after. You know, I was all of 8 years old. This is ridiculous. This is outrageous. This is unbelievable.
Mike, I cannot believe this level of propaganda and deception, which rivals North Korea. This is the sickest thing I think I've ever seen in my life.
Ever.
The schmaltz, the time-wasting, the rewriting of history, the con job that is going on. You know, the delegates, the people all in Madison Square Garden, you cannot have any respect for these people. Everybody lying to them on the stage, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Laura Bush or the Bush twins, is because they don't respect them.
Well,
you could never lie to people if you respected them.
I'll tell you what, when the camera, if you're watching any of this on television, when the camera pans through this crowd of delegates, what has been astonishing to me the past 2 days is the absolute lack of expression on so many of these people's faces. The only expression I see is a tight little smile occasionally. But most of them, look, there's a shot on CNN right now. It's like seeing a bunch of sheep or cows or something. That's the part that's scary to me.
They don't have intelligent faces. They do not have intelligent faces.
Well, anything above a sheep or a cow wouldn't be in the building.
Well, that's true.
I'll tell you, Mike, my experience in the convention last night was this deep ambivalence. And, you know, I think that I haven't really seen anything terribly different tonight.
I have.
People were excited about Arnold Schwarzenegger being there because he's a movie star. But I don't see the same energy coming from Laura Bush. Now, granted, she's probably there to soften things up, but they're already on their feet. They're all just standing anyway.
No, there is energy for when there's the most symbolic propagandistic stuff, when there's the chanting of USA, Mike, which is so embarrassing, so sophomoric. These people are so emotionally and politically immature.
Well, why don't you explain to me what the applause for Arnold Schwarzenegger, who almost relished when the news got out that he was, what do they call him in California, the gropinator. I mean, here's a guy who is a pro-choice. He is everything that the Republican Party is not. Or claims not to be. He is a serial woman abuser, and they applaud him. Will somebody explain that to me?
I'll explain it. It's called Twins, directed by Ivan Reitman and written by William Davies and William Osborne. Case closed. Thank you. Bye. Goodbye. Thank you.
I knew there was an answer there somewhere.
Well, you know, these people are applauding for everything that is being done to them. And they are a party to their own demise. And, Mike, in Texas, there was an electric chair called Old Sparky.
Yeah.
As you know, the death penalty has always been very popular in Texas. Governor Bush's name was the executioner. But before that, there was an old electric chair that the prisoners on death row were forced to clean and keep up.
Uh-huh.
And it would be that they were the keepers of their own demise. They were the ones that kept that chair working, and they cleaned it. This is what you are seeing right now, the people that are participating in their own demise. It is the old Sparky syndrome.
They're cleaning the chair.
They're cleaning
Madison
their own electric chair.
That's right. The part that is, you called it the other night, Janine, about the connecting it to the so-called Stockholm syndrome. But watching this tonight with Schwarzenegger and now Mrs. Bush and the Bush twins. And by the way, is anybody sure they're twins?
They don't look anything alike, so they're fraternal or something like that. They're
I guess so, but fraternal, doesn't that mean boys or something?
I don't know what it is. They're not identical. They definitely don't look anything alike.
Right.
Four more months!
A chant of 4 more months has broken out here at...
There you go!
At the tent.
There's Dick. Somebody
there's
wound Dick up again.
Dick
you wind him up from
and
the
his
back.
His hands clap like a monkey.
Yeah, it's like...
Look at that podium. That's
Mike,
disgusting.
4 more years is the chant of the deluded, of the willfully ignorant, of the
low. You know what the tragic thing is? Four more years actually means 12 more years.
That's true.
And that's what everybody's got to remember.
Well, you know,
it's not 4 more years, it's 12 more years.
My favorite
I don't get it.
Because the Republicans are going to remain in power for another 2 terms after 4 more years.
Why?
Because our rights are going to be taken away, and voting is going to be made even more difficult, and people will be marginalized. Yeah.
Oh, I don't agree. I think it will be so bad after that that there is just
it's the end of representative government if this guy gets 4 more years. But I'll tell you what, my favorite placard at this whole thing is one that I saw tonight. W stands for women.
For women! I know. That's as hokey as when Schwarzenegger was running in the fake recall, there were signs that were clearly handmade by the party that said, Democratic women for Arnold. That was such... Oh, look at David Brooks, the shyster pundit who... you can tell he knows that he's lying. Just look at his face.
We don't even need to hear what he's saying. She did a great job. What she really did is she connected with some blankety blank thing that is actually not really relevant. And now back to Mark Shields.
Well, Mark Shields actually is very good. I got to say, kudos to Mark Shields. He has sometimes, literally, you've heard the phrase jaw agape. Sometimes when Bob Novak, the criminal, speaks, Mark Shields' jaw actually drops. I've seen it.
All right, Mike, we should say goodbye. You got your show coming up next, the Mike Malloy Show.
We got to get ready here. By the way, anyone who missed Laura Bush's speech in about a half an hour, we've got a replay of it, altered just a tad. I'll see you guys later.
All right, Mike Malloy. Think of black people. There's black people at the convention. They've had them bust in.
The whiffin' poofs. The whiffin' poofs have been painted.
They were a very expensive rental tonight.
It's the Harlem Boys Choir, and I cannot believe that this is a party that has to disenfranchise African-American votes to win. That is not right, that the Harlem Boys Choir should have to be subjected to this. That is not right, and that is the most disrespectful thing that the Republican Party could do.
All right, well, we have to wrap it up here. We want to thank everybody at the Tank.
Yay! Tomorrow night on the show.
We want to thank our guests tonight, Dave Cross, Justin Bateman.
Or Jason.
Jason
Works.
And Kristen Vandenhubel. And tomorrow night we'll have Jack Neufeld.
Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now. The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders Books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Protest and arrest. A day full of demonstrations in New York City aimed at the Republican National Convention. Officers encircled more than 100 demonstrators with orange netting at one protest. And a police spokesman on the scene said they would be arrested for blocking the sidewalk. At least two people handcuffed, put into a police van. The War Resisters League were staging what they called a death march from the former site of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan to Madison Square Garden, the site of the GOP convention. More than 600 people have been arrested in convention-related protests since late last week. New York police announced the arrest last night of a 21-year-old Yale student who entered a restricted area near Vice President Dick Cheney's booth at the convention, coming within 10 feet of Cheney and shouting anti-war and anti-Bush statements. Cheney, they said, was never in any danger. The man did not have a weapon. At the Republican National Convention tonight, First Lady Laura Bush, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. George W. Bush said today the United States will win its war against terrorism. He said, "We may never sit down at a peace table, but make no mistake about it, we are winning and we will win." He was speaking to 6,500 veterans at the American Legion convention. Bush said, "We will win by staying on the offensive. We will win by spreading liberty." He was trying to stop the criticism he started Monday when NBC aired an interview in which he was asked if the U.S. could win the war on terror, and he answered, quote, "I don't think you can win it." Bush will be at the Republican convention Thursday night to accept the nomination. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he opposes part of the platform that President Bush is running on. That includes a call for a ban on gay marriages and abortions in opposition to gay civil unions. The mayor is a former Democrat. He says he supports civil unions and abortion rights and is undecided about gay marriage. Bloomberg was a lifelong Democrat who switched parties 3 years ago to run for mayor. He endorsed Bush during his convention address yesterday, but hasn't said Bush's name recently. In Israel, Palestinian suicide bombers blew up two buses, killing 16 passengers, wounding more than 80 people. It's the deadliest attack in Israel in nearly a year. The blast ended a six-month pause in violence. Israel attributed that to the separation barrier, arrest sweeps, and widespread network of informers. Hamas claimed responsibility for the attacks. In Russia, 10 people killed, more than 50 hurt in a bombing, a female suicide bomber.
blew herself up outside of Moscow's subway station, suspicion likely to fall on Chechen rebels. Slobodan Milosevic calling the prosecution case against him a distortion of history. The former Serbian president presented an opening statement at his war crimes trial in the Netherlands. He faces 66 counts of war crimes linked to the violent end of the Yugoslav Federation. The trial has been going on for more than 2 years. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
You need to buy or sell your home, but where do you start?
Sorry to interrupt, but the place to start is LendingTree.com. You can search home listings, have real estate agents compete for your business, and bankers compete for your mortgage. You can even get up to a $2,000 gift card to the Home Depot when you close with an agent certified by LendingTree. Call 1-800-555-TREE. That's 1-800-555-TREE. Or visit LendingTree.com. Equal housing opportunity. Some restrictions may apply. See website for details and licensing. LendingTree, Inc. is not affiliated with the Home Depot.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket. Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Wednesday's Morning Sedition. Our coverage of the Republican Convention continues live from Madison Square Garden, also known as the center of the Pentagram. We'll tell you what military deserter Arnold Schwarzenegger had to say. Plus, we're talking to lots of Republicans this week who are voting for Kerry. That and the latest dispatch from the War on Brains. Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Seems like every night I come on this program and start out by saying, well, tonight they hit a new low. I didn't get a chance to talk about this with Sam Cedar and Janine Garofalo, but the bandages handed out by... A real thug, a guy who has participated in several mass killings in South America. His name is Morton Blackwell. He's a longtime Republican hitman from Virginia. He was handing out bandages, Band-Aids with purple hearts on them. And a little message, it was just a self-inflicted scratch, but you see I got a purple heart for it. In other words, mocking not just John Kerry, but every single American, including Bob Dole, who ever got a Purple Heart. You see, Kerry won three of them, a Silver Star and a Bronze Star, for his service in the Vietnam War. But here is this guy Morton Blackwell. Did you do a Google on him today? He's president of International Policy Forum, which is a front organization for right-wing mass killings in Central America, primarily. He is the International Policy Forum describes itself as a foundation which promotes educational exchanges between conservatives in the U.S. and freedom fighters in other countries. Now, this group, one of its most notable actions was supporting Augusto Pinochet in Chile after the freely elected president Salvador Allende was assassinated there. I can't begin to tell you. Okay, I don't want to take your time and tell you. Just go do a Google on this guy, Blackwell, Morton Blackwell, and be stunned by what you find. This is no small-time penny-ante killer. This guy gets involved in mass disappearances, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. This guy really is a devil right out of hell, right out of hell. A total devil. He's not a demon, a devil. I am not a believing kind of guy. I think all this stuff is just nonsense. It's religious and hell and Satan and all this stuff. I really do. But this guy is truly a devil. I've never seen anything like this. Now, how does CNN identify him? CNN says he is president of the Leadership Institute, a nonpartisan educational foundation he founded in 1979. And then CNN goes on to say, according to its website, the Institute prepares conservatives for success in politics, government, and the news media. That's how he's identified. This piece of human waste, this chunk of excrement, is passing out at the Republican National Convention bandages, band-aids with a purple heart. And these brain-dead Republican delegates are wearing them. Here's what CNN says. Donna Kane, an Oregon delegate, wore a Purple Heart bandage on her wrist. She said, you know, probably a lot of people are handing them out because they're very symbolic. You know, Kerry made the war that he served in far more important than his recent records of the last 18 to 20 years. This is how this worm justifies her mocking of every single American who has ever worn a Purple Heart. Now, she is too stupid, because she's Republican, to understand what she does. But someone handed it to her and said, put this on. Okay. Kerry's campaign said the Republicans are, quote, mocking our troops, end quote. Is that the best you guys can do? Is that all you can say, that he's mocking our troops? Okay, well, okay. 6,000, according to the Defense Department, have gotten Purple Hearts or have been wounded so far in our attack on the Iraqi people. 6,000 Americans. So these Republican delegates, once again, lifting their legs and urinating all over this country. The flag, the military, our soldiers, the medals that we present to people who go get shot or wounded or whatever. Have I mentioned tonight how much I hate these people? Oh, my God. And there they are. There they are. Got an email from DS in Los Angeles. He says, even while my remote is on mute, I watch these people, he's referring to the delegates, cocooned in their totalitarian evangelical hive in complete revulsion and disbelief. His, or DS's revulsion and disbelief. Looking at most of their faces on C-SPAN, as they were exiting Madison Square Garden, they all seemed to be in dour shock, as opposed to the Democratic delegates in Boston who were smiling and enthusiastic. As for Arnold, I won't be able to watch him tonight, even without sound. I hope the ignorant, beastly, degenerate's makeup runs and exposes both him and his party. As the calculating opportunists they are, terminators all. With Giuliani, D.S. writes, who is pathetic to say the least, the Bush crime family actually had the nerve to put on the big screen as a closing shot Frank Sinatra singing New York, New York, co-opting this Democrat who supported John Kennedy for their dog and pony show. Have they no shame? It is all too frightening, too unbelievable. Well, you should have been there tonight, D.S. And Joanne and Bruce wrote in, hi, Mike, we're listening to you here in Concord, California, just east of San Francisco. For your information, we refer to Schwarzenegger as the boobin grabber. As Bush continues, Joanna and Bruce write, to skate on the blood of the people he let die on September 11th and those he continues to kill in Afghanistan and Iraq, the boobin grabber has fallen silent about the $10 billion that his friend Ken Lay, with the help of his mentor Pete Wilson, stole from the citizens of California. And Joanna and Bruce close out by saying, we must rid ourselves of this so-called Republican ilk. I'll tell you, when I started watching this thing this week, I thought to myself, okay, this is going to be your typical Republican slop trough where these hogs stand up here on the stage and do what they did in 2000. In 2000, as everybody has said, it was a minstrel show. You know, 99.9% of the delegates, these white, pasty-faced androids, and on stage, a parade of people of color. Do you remember in 2000? So I kind of expected that this time. What I did not expect, obviously, was the wholesale perverting of what happened on George Bush's watch on September 11, 2001, the killing of over 3,000 people on our soil, because George Bush and his neoconservatives, his crypto Nazis, allowed it to happen. Allowed it to happen. One way or another, they allowed it to happen. I did not expect that this Republican convention would slip and slide gleefully so in the blood of 3,000 dead people in order to renominate this man, George W. Bush. I didn't expect this. I didn't expect it. I didn't expect it. I can't believe how sad and scared and furious this all makes me. I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I will tell you this, though. For those of you who missed Pickles' convention speech tonight, Laura Pickles Bush, we have an edited version that we are going to play for you in just about, about 33 past the hour. What time is it now? About 16 past the hour. So stick around. About 17 minutes. How's that for being exact? We'll replay it for you. You don't want to miss it. It's Pickles at the convention tonight after being introduced by the twins. No, don't even go there, Mike. Okay. Quick break. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Smart weapons, dumb president.
Fool me once, shame on you. Hey, fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Somewhere in Texas, a village is missing its idiot. If you agree with these statements, we've got the perfect store for you. SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com, the original Texas-based anti-Bush political store offering scandalous, stimulating sentiments about our country's commander-in-chief. Tons of outrageous political statements starting at 99 cents. T-shirts starting at $9.95. Magnets, buttons, and even a new W pinata at SeeYaGeorge.com. SeeYaGeorge.com is the heart and soul of all that is anti-Bush.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
SeeYaGeorge.com has been spotlighted on USA Today, The Randy Rhoads Show, Howard Stern, ABC, NBC, and believe it or not, Fox. Don't have a computer? Call for our full-color catalog at 866-332-9833. That's 866-332-9833. So let the folks at SeeYaGeorge.com help you show your political colors in an outrageous way. Just click or call SeeYaGeorge.com, where the left has never been so right.
Most people know me for my voice, or my songs, or my hair. But most people don't know that 4 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer, and it wasn't the type of cancer you'd normally associate with a rock star lifestyle. It wasn't lung cancer, it wasn't liver cancer, it wasn't skin cancer. It was thyroid cancer, a cancer that today is the fastest growing fatal cancer in men, and the fastest growing cancer overall among women, a cancer that can strike anyone at any time. And as a singer, a cancer that is especially scary. It can seriously affect the vocal cords. But luckily, early detection saved my voice and my life. Ask your doctor to check your neck for thyroid cancer, whether you sing in Madison Square Garden or just in the shower. If you want to learn more about thyroid cancer, visit the Light of Life Foundation at checkyourneck.com. This is Rod Stewart. Thank you.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rhodey 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Attention, smokers. Find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right. The makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Past the hour, Laura Bush, unplugged after the next break. Stick around for that. Okay, let's Let's do some calls, okay? I have a lot more to say here, but what the hell? This is your program. Jeff is calling from Pittsburgh. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, guy?
Doing fine. How are you?
Hey, sorry to rehash old stuff, but last Thursday you were talking about being in an auto auction.
Yeah.
And the, I guess the auctioneers shouting out and having these guys in the background doing this routine.
Yeah, the touts that go through the crowd with a piece of rubber hose and a tuba for.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty smart of you to pick up on that. I worked in an auto auction. They did the same kind of stuff. They didn't use the rubber hose and stuff, but they did the same kind of thing.
Right.
And you related that to the Nazi party. And basically, the reason I'm calling is because some people give you a hard time because, like, you know, your language, calling these people Nazis.
Right.
And, frankly, you're absolutely right. I mean, in the future, and perhaps, you know, 50 years from now, they won't be called Nazis. They'll be called neocons.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be the same thing. And I just wanted to bring that up because there are too many parallels with this administration, the secrecy, the suppression of the media.
The use of fear.
Yeah, the use of fear is just like absent. And you see this all over the Republican convention. And it's just like making me absolutely nuts, man. It's just like, you know, my family is German, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My father came from Germany, and I still have contact with my family there, and so I have somewhat of a knowledge of what happened back there during the 1930s. I've studied German history, and to me, frankly, you know, I'm not some, like, kind of crazy wacko conspiracy theorist or anything.
But you see the parallels.
Well, it scares me. I mean, I'm not, like, scared, like, boo, but it's just, like, kind of like, let's just say it unsettles me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, people can be so manipulated. And, you know, you were asking last night, it's like, how can these people support Bush? You know, a rhetorical question I have for you is, like, how can a woman whose husband beats the living hell out of her every day stay with a guy?
Yeah.
And it's the same damn thing, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's a matter of human psychology. And I really think that the people that are in power right now, and they are in power because you do not have a Democratic Congress, you do not have a Democratic Senate, or a Supreme Court, and of course you see the executive branch. I mean, these are the people in power. So I don't think I'm going overboard in saying that these are the people in power.
No, I think you're absolutely correct here, Jeff. And listen, let me move on. Thanks for checking in.
One last thing. Let me
very quickly.
Let me just. Have I mentioned tonight that I looked on your website, and it really gives me hope to see a child on there with really bright, intelligent eyes?
Well, thank you.
God bless you for bringing a child into the world, into this Bush world. This gives me a little bit of hope, man.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys.
I appreciate your call. I don't mean to be abrupt tonight, folks. It's just on these nights when we have an abbreviated program. I want to try to keep it as tight as possible. I hope you all understand. Okay, thanks, Jeff. That was very kind of you to say that about Molly. Yeah, we love her to death. We talked about that before we got pregnant, about what kind of a world were we bringing a child into, and then we just decided, look, you know, that's ridiculous. Ain't no crypto-Nazi American political party going to push me to the point, or my wife to the point, where we lose faith in the future. That's just not going to happen. Susan is calling from Oakland Park. Susan, welcome to the program. That's Oakland Park, California, or Oakland?
No, that's Oakland Park, Florida.
Florida, okay. Hey,
Broward
Susan.
County.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
I have three, hopefully very tight, quick comments. On Unfiltered this morning, they interviewed a log cabin Republican.
Yeah, what did he say?
Said that after 4 years of fundraising for the Bush administration, finally, with this anti-gay marriage plank in the platform, he's realized the error of his ways and will vote for Kerry, which is not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing. No,
but
it's not.
If you stop and think about it, it means he didn't care how the money was used in the administration to oppress any other people. It was just when he realized that his agenda was not going to be recognized.
Well, isn't that so true? When they're goring oxes up and down the highway, I don't pay too much attention to it. When they come into my territory and gore my ox, then all of a sudden it gets my attention, right?
Mm-hmm. And it parallels the World War II comment, you know, that ends in, when they came for me, there was no one left.
Yes, yes.
Two, it looks like our next U.S. senator from the state of Florida will probably be Bush's ex-secretary of something, Mel Martinez.
Oh, yeah, he was...
Because he has become the candidate. He is running against a Democrat named Betty Castor, who was vilified by her Democratic, one of her Democratic opponents in the
mm-hmm.
primary
mm-hmm.
for being the president of the University of South Florida
right. uh-huh.
while the two Islamic professors were there.
Right.
She was savaged by her Democratic opponent, who lost, and now it's going to provide all the ammunition, as if they needed more ammunition.
Did Martinez beat Nelson today?
No, Nelson was not up for...
Or not Nelson.
Bob Graham is giving up, is retiring.
Right, but the guy...
was open.
But the guy who used to be
McCollum.
McCollum.
I think, I'm pretty sure they've awarded it to Martinez.
To Martinez, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard. I've been trying to monitor the radio, the TV, and,
and
not interfere with...
Okay, quick. I've got 30 seconds. What's the third one? 30 seconds.
Oh, this is longer than 30 seconds.
Oh,
but it's
okay.
worth it.
Well...
Oh, I know. Okay. Remember the 55-card deck of criminals?
Yes, yes.
Al-Qaeda?
Yes.
I have a suggestion for a new set of cards.
Yeah?
There's only 39 of them.
Yeah?
Because there are no hearts. It's called the Rat Pack.
I got you, Susan. I got to leave it there. Thank you, dear. I'm sorry, Susan. The clock is just killing us tonight. Ah!
Jewish. And now we're on the cool. Clarence Refrab into the room. There's one smoking in joint and another with spots. If I had my way, I'd have another
shot. Get ready. The revolution is about to start. The revolution starts now. The all-new studio album by singer-songwriter Steve Earle is available now.
Yeah, the revolution starts now.
The New York Times says Steve Earle is one of rock and roll's most beloved rebels, a roguish singer and songwriter who loves Emma Goldman and hates John Ashcroft. The New York Daily News says Steve Earle makes politics as personal as love. You can order this CD and listen to some tracks from The Revolution Starts Now at Air America's website, www.airamericaradio.com. Don't miss the revolution. Order Steve Earle's new CD from Artemis Records today at www.airamericaradio.com. The Revolution Starts Now is also available at all Borders books and music stores.
Revolution starts now.
Do your part to help the economy of Air America Radio. Log on to airamericaradio.com for T-shirts, hats, coffee mugs, tote bags, and more. Just click on our Get the Gear banner and spend, spend, spend!
Do you have an Air America Radio dog shirt?
Yes, we do have a dog shirt, but be careful how you say dog shirt. The FCC is listening.
Air America dog shirts. I really stepped in it now.
Air America radio gear. Wear the air.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Hey, today's the day. Don't miss another moment to talk to your doctor about Cialis. Because Cialis is here. Find out today if a free sample of prescription Cialis Tadalafil is right for you. You can learn more about Cialis by visiting www.cialis.com or by calling 1-8774-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready?
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of the Al Franken Show here on Air America Radio in good old hot, empty New York with a bunch of white-shoed Republicans and foam rubber elephant hats, broadcasting every single God-blessed day from Madison Square Garden. Oh, but that's not all. Oh, no, I'll be covering the convention from the floor every night for the Majority Report with Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar on the Al Franken Show.
Twenty-seven before the hour. Okay, you may consider this to be from a parallel universe or whatever, but we have Laura Bush giving her address to the Republican National Convention this evening. And it took some work, but thanks to Kathy Bay, Betty Bowers, and WhiteHouse.org, we have it. This is the First Lady, Laura Pickles Bush.
My fellow Americans, wives, mothers, and moderate Republicans, I'm Laura Pickles Bush, and I want to tell you about some of the fabulous accomplishments of my husband's first 4 years in office. I woke up this morning, and while I was enjoying my Sanka and Bushy was pretending to read the paper, the sun was shining in New York City. It was like the good Lord was saying, "Cheer up, Laura. Cheer up, America." As a great poet once said, "The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar there'll be sun." Now, I don't condone gambling, but what that poet has said has certainly turned out to be prophetic. Thanks to my husband, there's never been a better time to be an American than now. Aren't we lucky? After all, if you're not a real American, one minute you could be picking up a carton of unfiltered Camels at Walmart, and the next minute you could be hauled before a military court, sentenced and shot before your family even realizes you're late for dinner. Until Bushy hit the trifecta on 9/11, none of us had given much thought to the Middle East at all. Up until that lucky day, when the president or I heard people talk about the Middle East, we just thought they were referring to Maryland. Well, all that has changed. Now we're forced to learn about those crazy foreign folks in a mystical far-off land. Now when I hear Middle East, I think of magic carpets. Honestly, who doesn't? Well, the president, on the other hand, thinks of harems and those giant water pipes that remind him of certain years in the 60s he actually remembers. Speaking of which, despite the lies being spread by the godless liberal media, my Bushy is proud of his active military service during Vietnam. If proof of his service is needed, just look how well he fills out a flight suit. You ladies and log cabin Republicans know what I mean. To tell you the truth, I used to have a scrapbook with pictures of my handsome husband taken when he fought fearlessly for an undetermined amount of time defending Alabama from hordes of advancing bloodthirsty communist Viet Cong. They were the cutest pictures of Bushy up in his jet up in the sky. In fact, I had many pictures of my husband from that era flying high as a kite. Sadly, all of those beautiful, cheerful photos were removed when the CIA searched our home in preparation for this campaign. As a woman who fully understands that cleanliness is indeed next to godliness, I jumped for joy when my father-in-law, Poppy, asked if I wanted the CIA to clean our files. It didn't occur to me until I'd lost all those adorable photos and bail receipts what he really meant. No, my husband is overjoyed to be a war president and has demonstrated his fabulous catastrophic successes as commander-in-chief in the ongoing, never-ending, unwinnable terror wars. Just look at Afghanistan, the first foreign nation we liberated. Bushy made Afghanistan safe for the fashion industry once again. Before we brought democracy and a spanking new oil pipeline to that country, I was saddened by how women were victimized at the hands of Mr. Taliban. As a woman who has worn a purple plaid suit made out of Lazy Boy chair remnants, I know how cruel people can be to women who don't wear pretty things or have nice shoes. I can imagine the catty comments Afghanistan Vogue magazine wrote about those poor women who had to walk about wearing what looked like giant charcoal grill covers. I have a message for the liberated people of democratic Iraq as well. Thanks to my husband's courageous invasion and subsequent slaughter of much of your populace, you will no longer have to fear the rule of Saddam Hussein. Gone are the torture chambers, secret police, and Baathist corruption. In their place are Camp X-Ray, Abu Ghraib, a trigger-happy occupying army, and Halliburton contracts. For those anti-American French fry-eating pinkos who believe that the removal of Saddam was unnecessary and unprovoked and that we should have focused on capturing our true enemy, Osama bin Laden, I say why quibble over terrorist regimes in desert lands filled with non-believers who murder in the name of a false religion? True Christian patriots just split the difference and aim for the towel. Some un-Americans have criticized my husband's valiant efforts to secure our great freedoms by limiting or eliminating most of them in the USA Patriot Act. All I can say is that you non-patriotic un-persons don't know what's double plus good for you. You flower children are not fooling anyone, least of all Mr. Ashcroft at the Department of Many True. People who make a big to-do about so-called civil liberties are usually up to something. For goodness sake, if someone is reading a book that doesn't start with, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth," it is suspicious. I have devoted nearly 2 years out of my whole life to toiling in the classroom to educate our young before landing a rich husband, so I know the importance of reading, but I also know the importance of what you don't read. A wise man once said there ought to be limits to freedom. Whether our otherwise healthy citizens are checking out the anarchist cookbook or renting a Michael Moore movie, they need to be contained immediately so the anti-American filth they're exposed to doesn't poison others who don't engage in the dangerous gambit of venturing beyond Fox News for their information. On the domestic front, thanks to my husband's fantastic and wise fiscal policy and tax cuts, our economy has never been stronger. Oh, certain half-Jewish, French-looking, married-to-uppity, foreign ketchup heiress, unpatriotic fake veterans whine that Bush's budget was irresponsible in that it both spent fortunes on allegedly outmoded military stuff while giving money away the government doesn't really have to corporations and other rich Republicans in the form of tax cuts. Like there's a problem with that. We have a lot of enemies out there, and with each speech my husband gives, we guarantee at least three more. When our very safety is at stake, it's no time to quibble over billions and billions of taxpayer dollars. Now is not the time to cut defense spending. We need ultra-sophisticated jet fighters, smart bombs, and billions of dollars of other heavy artillery to fight the peasants armed with rocks and box cutters. Anyone who tells you differently is a traitor. So I have a special message to my fellow lady voters out there. Remember, when the non-hero John Kerry speaks against enormous tax windfalls for the rich, well, he might as well put on an Axis of Evil uniform and kill all your husbands. Anyone who speaks out against tax cuts hates your husbands and wants them dead. As you know, my husband considers himself a man of God as well as a man of sound science, which explains his position on stem cell research. Several questionable scientists suggest that we should cut up little embryos in order to develop so-called experimental drugs. That is just ludicrous. We don't know that new drugs would have any effect that would be better than, say, Xanax. Besides, as far as I'm concerned, there's been quite enough experimentation with drugs in this household to last a millennium. And we don't even know that modern science stuff is even real, much less that it supports the hard scientific truths and evidence about the origins of the universe that are spelled out clearly as day in Jesus Christ's best-selling biography, The Holy Bible. Before I leave this evening, I do want to clear the air on one final point. Carl has let it seep out in the press that I just may be pro-choice. And while it may comfort soccer moms out there to think that I might be a voice of moderation in a household headed by a delusional religious crazy zealot, you can bet your bottom dollar that if I had to live through the soap opera interrupting torment of raising a couple of hell-raising fetal alcohol harlots like Jen and Barbara, I'm sure as shooting going to do my damnedest to make sure none of you gals get it any easier. The left-wing crazies tried to accuse my mother-in-law, Barbara Bush, of the same thing when her husband, Poppy, was in the White House. But I'm here to tell you, no matter how much that old crone hates Neil, she would never lessen her chances to play one son against the other by thinning the herd. So please, I would strongly advise each and every one of you to embrace pro-lifeness now. Georgie has already signed the partial birth abortion ban, and just as soon as he finishes smearing John Kerry, he'll be packing the Supreme Court with ideological clones of Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas, and then before you know it, Roe v. Wade will be overturned and poof! Abortion will be illegal again, and our country's Chinese dry cleaners will be doing a brisk side business in wholesale wire hangers. I know a lot of gals at the Dallas Junior League who can't pick up a freshly pressed St. John's suit and take a whiff of that intoxicating dry cleaning fluid without growing misty-eyed about all the times they got inconveniently knocked up before becoming married, rich, and Republican. I want to thank all of you for coming out today for this photo opportunity. I know that many of you probably sit around thinking that you don't do nearly enough to make sure Georgie retains the fabulous Oval Office this November, but rest assured, just by being here, you're doing your part to guarantee another 4 years in office. See, we can all do our part in this great country of ours. Even you little people. I'm Laura Pickles Bush. God bless my husband. God bless America. And God bless almost all of you.
Woo! Oh, my God. Well, thanks to... She's going to have me talking like that, thanks to the combined efforts of Betty Bowers, Kathy Bay, and WhiteHouse.org for that little insight into the twisted, squirmy mind of Laura Pickles Bush. But I swear to God, I said it earlier tonight, when I saw her on television tonight, she reminded me of Miss Hahn. Miss Hahn was my... third grade elementary school teacher, and I was 8 years old at the time. I was 8 years old, and I just felt just passionately in love. I thought it was love. When you're an 8 year old boy, though, it's not really love. It's more like lust, you know. But Miss Hahn, I swear, I almost after watching Laura tonight, wanted to go out and change my voter registration to Republican just so that I could. What? No. All right, Joel is calling from Florida. Joel, welcome to the program.
Yeah, God love you. God love you, Mike Malloy.
Hey, you back at you, Joel.
Yeah, I'm back, huh?
Yeah.
I got a song for you tonight.
Oh, good.
I got a song for you and my brother and sister, fellow citizens of America.
Okay, it's a quick one, right?
2 minutes and 15.
It's too long. Too long tonight.
How about 2 minutes?
It's still too long.
I'll cut it down to a minute and a half.
That's still too long. You're gonna have to wait until we're back on 3 full hours a night, Joel. And then I want to hear the song, but you can't do it this week. It's
all
okay.
Right, how about one website then?
Sure, give me the website.
All right, DeceptionDollar.com.
DeceptionDollar.com?
That's the one where they're giving out all the deception dollars, 5 million, 6 million plus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. Thanks, Joel.
You bet.
All right, take care.
American woman, that's what I say.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that is certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package.
Clif Bars are made with whole grains and real fruit, and they don't contain trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Clif Bar, the company, belongs to a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit CliffBar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at MotherJones.com.
Guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. The choice is yours. Designate a sober driver or... You drink and drive, you lose. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
As a pharmacist, I get lots of questions this time of year. It's the season for scrapes, itchy bug bites, and rashes. That's why I recommend Maximum Strength Gold Bond Cream and First Aid Spray for fast, soothing relief. Gold Bond Cream has two maximum strength medicines that are proven to relieve pain and itch really fast. And Gold Bond First Aid Spray, in an easy-to-use pump, helps stop pain and itch. Plus, it helps kill germs that can lead to infection. This summer, get Gold Bond and get fast, soothing relief you can trust.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Minutes before the hour. Yeah, short program tonight because of the Republican National Convention and the coverage that we're providing at Air America Radio. Everybody, excuse me, who works during the week on this network is based in New York. Consequently, we have a chance to send a couple of real good hitmen like Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar to cover it. We're going to do it. So tonight, we'll just be here another hour after the break coming up at the top of the hour. A couple of emails before we go back to your calls from Tom. Mike, I'm so sick of Republicans, I'm going to lock myself in the trunk of my car in the bay at Prather, Utterback, Sinclair Station until the election is over. from Tom. That's bad, man. I don't know, Ebarn? They're out of control. How are we going to get it back? They're rewriting history. They're trying to pick our president. Do we have to buy our own, take them back by force? Some of you folks are a little bit head up tonight, huh? What's up? What's the matter? No, I understand. Carol in Woodhaven, New York. I just watched Newsnight on CNN with Aaron Brown. After defending Bush's comments over the past few days, he and his panel proceeded to blast Kerry at every turn. This comes on the heels of the lightweight Judy Woodruff and the ridiculous Jeff Greenfield. What in the world is going on here? This is the same crap they pulled with Gore. Bush continues to get a pass at every turn. I have to believe that they know this idiot is destroying our country. Are their paychecks that important to them? Really? Please give us some hope. No, I understand, Carol. I understand. I'm shocked and dismayed and thoroughly pissed. And the next time I lose a job in radio, I am not going to go back to CNN. I am that angry. I am that angry. I cannot believe that the people I worked with and the people that, I don't look at Judy Woodruff or Candy Crowley or Wolf Blitzer, the former U-boat commander, with anything other than the same kind of look you give somebody that you work with. You know, okay. But I saw it when I worked there both times. I just thought, well, surely these people understand what's going on. I mean, we work in media. We have access to the information. We have 90 news sources that come into CNN. But I don't know what has happened. I don't know what has happened. I have no idea. Paul is calling from New York. Paul, welcome to the program, sir.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. All right. Well, watching that mob of brain-dead, clueless morons worshiping the Fuhrer tonight down at the Garden, I'm reminded of that old movie called Night of the Living Dead.
That's a good comparison.
You know, you might remember in that movie, half the population were mysteriously turned into flesh-eating zombies, and the only way to stop them was with a bullet in the head. But it's really amazing how we've got kind of like the same phenomenon with these mindless lemmings who continue to support the Bush crime syndicate regardless of the ongoing litany of brazen lies, war crimes, body bags, civilian casualties, outrageous incompetence, assaults on the Constitution, financial depression, dirty tricks and treason at the highest levels, just to name a few of the atrocious consequences that this fascist, brain-dead, low-life vermin in the White House and his gang of petro-fascist criminals have wrought upon our once great country. This is not an executive branch of government. It's simply a crime syndicate, and the zombies have been so dumbed down by the propaganda machinery of the anesthetizing right-wing corporate media that they think that it's okay for their public servants to stand up before Congress and the United Nations peddling a farrago of bald-faced, calculated lies for the purpose of starting an unnecessary war and getting a bunch of innocent people killed. But you can almost feel sorrow and embarrassment for these gullible dupes there tonight. Bush loves to put on that plastic, phony, good old boy charade as he stomps around with his cowboy boots on his ranch, but he and his gang simply see them with no more conservative compassion than they would a herd of cattle in a Texas feedlot. Bush and his right-wing loonies depend on them. They depend on the clueless to continue buying into the lies and providing cannon fodder for their petro-fascist wars. But this script wasn't written in Hollywood. It was written in Crawford, Texas.
Amen.
And the final version is being released for a gala premiere in the pit of hell.
All right. Paul, I love it when you talk that way, dude. Thank you. Where's Paul? Well, I guess Paul is gone. Paul, that was awesome. That was awesome. We're going to have to pull that phone call and put it into a Best of Malloy segment, right? Best of Paul from New York. Kick some ass there, Paul. Woo! Boy, I'm just enjoying the hell out of this program tonight, Kathy. First we had Pickles and we had Paul. Damn! That was good. That's good. I love that. Shay is calling from California. Hey, Shay.
Hey, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's up? What's up?
I'm calling from a Republican point of view. I believe in listening to both sides of each issue before making any decision whatsoever. I mean,
well,
I think
well, that's
sides,
good. That's a good thing to do.
The one thing that does irritate me, though, and I think this is from both sides, is that both sides throw pretty harsh statements at each other, and they don't sit down and negotiate. They don't sit down and listen, because really.
Well, give me an example. Right. Give me an example here, Shay, of a harsh statement that has come from Kerry, the Kerry campaign directed at the Bush campaign.
Well, they're playing politics, and he's playing.
No, wait. You made a statement, and I just want you to back it up. You said both sides hurl. What did you say? Harsh statements against each other. So I want you to back it up now. Tell me a statement that has come from the Kerry campaign that's harsh against the Bush campaign.
Well, it's hard to define anything in particular because I wasn't speaking of the Kerry campaign itself.
What were you talking about then? What were you talking about? Kerry or what?
Individuals in general, talk radio, for example, media outlets, things of that nature.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you meant the Kerry campaign and the Bush campaign. All right, go ahead.
No, and basically what I've tried to...
Wait a second. Shay, can you hold on? We have to do a break here. Let me put you
I'm
on
sorry,
hold.
Sir.
We'll come
yes,
back
sir.
And pick you up on the other side of the break here. And if you, whoever you are on hold, stick around. Quick break here. Back with Shay. And then your phone call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
By the way, thanks for helping me move these boxes.
No problem. Glad to help.
Hey,
go ahead, put another one on there.
Okay, but careful on those stairs. Oh, you can't even see.
Hey, you leave that to me. Just tell me when I'm getting close.
You're close.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does, United Healthcare, offering health planning tools to fight rising costs, a 24-hour nurse line, and preventive healthcare solutions. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
say. I want, I do, I get. I want, I do, I get.
Musician with the drum, keyboard and frame.
Thinking, planning, wishing, longing, crying, lying.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The doctor's night guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard in the oral care section.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
The Majority Report.
I really would say in Rumsfeld's case, in the Bush administration's case, where there's smoke, there is indeed fire. Or let's have another analogy. Where there's smoothies, there will be rats. Right, Sam? Yes.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
And may I add that there's probably a good chance of there being a muffin there as well.
Larger muffins, the size of a baby's head, if you will. Large muffin tops. There will be women with eating disorders.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Sorry about the technical difficulties during the news. Just a computer crash at Air America Central. It's all worked out now. All right. Appreciate your patience. All right. We're going back to Shay in California, who says he's a Republican. And I don't know. Where were we, Shay?
I'm sorry, sir. We were. I was basically discussing how both sides really need to negotiate as opposed to make generalized assumptions at each other and hurl.
Well, let me ask you something. How do you negotiate when the top officers of the Republican Party say, if you don't accept everything we say at face value, you're a traitor, you're working for the enemy. As Bush says, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. Who is somebody like me supposed to negotiate with? And what am I supposed to negotiate about?
Well, you'd negotiate with someone such as myself, or, you know, it's...
But you don't have any power. Decisions. You don't have any power, and neither do I.
We have voting power.
Excuse me?
We have no voting power.
We don't.
We have the ability to change...
No, we don't have any voting. No, we don't have any voting power. If we had voting power, George W. Bush wouldn't be president.
Okay.
Don't you understand that? I mean, you do get that, right?
I'm afraid I don't, sir.
Okay. Well, you're working your way out to the limit of my patience. You don't understand that the Supreme Court ordered that the state of Florida could not recount votes. The recount had to stop. That the Supreme Court of the United States said it's more important to maintain the illusion of this thing being done timely than to maintain the reality of counting votes. And you're telling me that you're not aware of any of that?
I never said that I wasn't aware of that, sir.
Okay, well, then you are aware that George W. Bush fraudulently sits in the Oval Office. What's to negotiate?
Well, I was thinking about people, grassroots people who talk to each other instead of...
But why? Look, here's a basic fact, Shay, and I mean nothing personal here, pal, but people like you make me want to puke, all right? I don't mean anything personal, but you have to understand something. I hate you. Because you're a Republican, okay? Nothing personal, pal. Look, it's not your fault you're a Republican. Something happened and you became a Republican, I guess. I don't know. But to me, people like you are the cause of every single filthy, rotten, degenerate thing that has happened to this country in the past 4 years. People like you are responsible for 30,000 dead in Iraq. You're responsible for 1,000 dead American soldiers. You have to understand something, Shay. I just don't like you. Nothing personal, pal. I don't know you from Adam's house cat. You may have the cure for cancer in your head. But basically, I don't like you. Do you understand that? Is that coming through clear?
Well, no, I completely understand that. I mean, it's...
Thank you.
That's the point, is that, you know, it's always... You know, and I could do the same thing, but I refuse to do that because I don't know you.
Well, you're more highly evolved, possibly, than I am then. But I see a part of me is still very reptilian. And when that reptilian part of me is activated, I respond on a visceral level. I hate Republicans. You people are the scourge of humanity. You're anti-science, you're anti-compassion, you're anti-everything. And those of you who use weasel words like, well, we ought to, negotiate, you make me sicker than some killer like George Bush. At least I know Bush is a psychopathic, drug-using, freaked-out, maniacal killer. He doesn't try to hide it. He doesn't use words like, well, I think we should negotiate. Negotiate my ass.
So you
know, if I were to meet you on the street, I don't know what would happen. I really don't. I wouldn't be interested in having a beer with you. I know that. Not until you confessed your sins and got down on your knees and begged forgiveness of the destruction you're putting on people and the environment and health care and jobs and religion, everything, you know?
Well, I find that tremendously difficult to understand because I'm the first person that would pick up garbage on the street. I work for Habitat for Humanity in my spare time.
But I'm not impressed with that.
I'm not asking for you to be impressed.
I'm not the least bit impressed.
We're the same people with different ideologies in certain areas, and that's it.
A few of those Republican delegates to New York today went out and went to work at the Bowery serving food. And I guess that gives them their pass into heaven now. They got down and funky and went to the Bowery Mission, which has been around for 80 years, and peeled potatoes. So that makes them, we went to New York and saved the heathen. I don't care that you work for Habitat for Humanity. That's not going to get you into heaven, Shay.
Here's the deal, flat out. If there's no negotiation, there'll never be peace between people. And what you're saying is either think the way I do or you're nothing.
No, no, that's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you said.
No, it's not.
Because you're Republican.
Now,
unless you get down on your knees and beg for my forgiveness, because of all
the bad things that you're part of. You're a Republican.
If I walked in and said, hey, Mike, I'm a liberal, and I still had the same ideas in my head. I'm a wonderful, jovial human being.
But you wouldn't have the same ideas in your head if you were a liberal. You should commit.
How do you know what ideas I have in my head? You have no clue.
When this phone,
a blanket statement, which
Shay,
is a liberal concept,
Shay, and despise,
and that's it. That's my point.
That's it. What you need to do when this phone call is over is commit suicide because you're breathing a liberal's air.
Beautiful. You and Mike Savage fall under the same.
No, not at all.
He wants gays to die, and now you're saying all Republicans should die.
Well, that's a terrible thing to say. Not all Republicans. I don't think Laura Pickles Bush should die, but I think you would be much happier if you would just, I don't know, open a vein or an artery if you can find one. Okay? Shay, listen, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call, but the call's over. It was fun jerking you around, but, God. Where do these people come from?
Well, Mike, you're always asking them to call in, and then you treat them with such little respect.
Yeah. I guess that could be a problem, right? No, I can't, What was that guy's name, Kathy? Paul? Shay. Listen, Shay, fun talking to you. No offense, pal. Like I say, you're probably just as innocent as the wind-driven snow. You sounded very innocent. You did. You sounded like a little Christian soldier. And I hate, like a Sunday school kid, and I hate to beat up on, and I understand what I'm doing. I'm saying that all Republicans are the filth of the earth and scum. And I believe that at the very bottom of my heart, I really do. So if you identify yourself as a Republican, then just by extension, I hate your guts too. I don't know how else to put it. If you're a real conservative and you don't want some wild ass talk show host like me to hate you, then go to work and get your party back. Get it out of the clutches of these mass murderers and these liars and cheats and sneaks and deceivers and hypocrites, okay? And then call me, and then you and I can have a very cheerful discussion. We'll talk about, economic policy or environmental policy or globalization or maybe a foreign policy. That's always good, We can. There's so many things we can talk about, but only once you learn to walk upright. And you're not going to learn to walk upright until you get rid of whatever this Republican thing is, this incubus that has attached itself to your body, and make you do things like go work at Habitat for Humanity. Oh, big whoop. Adolf Hitler liked his German Shepherd. So what does that mean? PETA would have supported him? I don't think so. But anyway, Shay, it was fun playing with you. All right. Time for a break? Huh? It's not yet? Oh, damn. I thought it was. Matt is calling from Illinois. Matt, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt.
It's really tough to follow you and Paul like that. I mean,
Shay.
I'm so inadequate to the task.
No, his name was Shay.
I know. Well, but you were the entertaining part. I mean, that was just fantastic.
Oh, okay.
I got two things to say. One is quick. The second one's even quicker. The first is about these Diebold voting machines. I think this is a real problem.
Yeah.
It's not getting talked about enough. I do have a solution that I would like to propose. I think that we should call upon any patriotic hackers out there. Just go into these machines, and if they can't just crash them and destroy them, I think just set the vote totals to zero or have some really ridiculously lopsided total so that the whole country can see that this just isn't going to work. And then the rest of us who aren't quite as talented could maybe start up a good legal defense fund for these guys because they would be true patriots who would rescue
democracy. They would be cyber minutemen.
They would. could be, and I think we need this. I think we need to address this problem because I don't think anything's going to happen, and I do really think Bush is going to, quote-unquote, win because of these machines. I honestly do.
Well, you know, somebody very close to me feels the same way. As a matter of fact, she's kind of freaked out about the possibility. A couple of my adult children are also worried about this thing being a total fraud on November 2nd. And I don't know. There's part of me that still retains faith in our system. And even if our system is now electronic or computerized. But there's also a part of me that's just as freaked out as you are or my kids are.
Well, you know, Lyndon Johnson did it. You know, Lyndon Johnson jimmied the vote up. I mean, it's been going on somehow or another for years if they can do it. And now we have these machines.
Yeah.
But the second thing I have to say, if I may, is that I am so jaded by years and years of Republican dishonesty and disgustingness that I really believe that the only thing that they can say at the Republican convention at this point that would really scare me is, hey, look, I'm walking down the beach without a towel on my waist.
Yeah, now, see, nobody knows what you're referring to unless they used to listen to you on IE America with that commercial that went on and over and over. We only had one advertiser back then.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Dixie Chicks forever.
All right, take care. I appreciate you checking in, Matt.
Bye-bye.
Oh, God. All right, we have a break coming up here, so let me do that, and then we'll come back. And who's up next? Carl, Kurt, Jerry, Brian, Dennis, Gary. See, all guys again. Got any women out there? Want to call in, huh? Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's a hot one today. Toss me a beer.
Think I'll have one, too.
That goes down cold.
Oh, my God.
What?
Do you know what we've become?
No.
Drinkers.
Have you ever had wine with a meal or beer at a party? Then you may have fallen into the hopeless pit of moderate drinking. A scourge of sensible alcohol use has swept the country, leaving many of its victims relaxed and sociable. Ask yourself these questions. Have you ever drunk wine as part of a religious ceremony? Have you ever thought about going to a bar? Have you ever ordered a vodka tonic with a twist and received a vodka tonic without a twist and drank it anyway? If you said yes to any of those questions, you may be a moderate drinker. Contact Students Against Average Drinking. Get the facts. Remember, it only takes one drink to make you a drinker.
Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I'm proud that over a million of my 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are used around the world. What makes me really proud is that the Orrick XL upright is built in the good old USA. I'm proud of my American workers and my built-to-last American quality. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. If someone tries to tell you that American products are second best, they obviously haven't tried my Oric XL.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
The folks from Off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes. including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in off-deep woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The ATM. Insert your card, enter your PIN number, get 420s and a handful of streptococci. Don't let germs interrupt your ATMing. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So use the ATM, but use Purell, because you may withdraw a fistful of cold, hard E. coli. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
About 25 past the hour. And listen, everybody chill, okay? Shay and I were just playing a game. I don't mean the young lad should go commit suicide. Oh, for heaven's sake. I just wanted to see what it would feel like to be, you know, as psychopathic as a Republican is. I think Shay is probably a very nice young man. And, well, we got a call from a hotline out in California. Somebody is, their sirens going off? Somebody's on a ledge? Getting ready to jump? No, Rush and Newt and the rest of these people set the tone, and the tone was set 10 years ago. You know, Newt Gingrich told Republican candidates in 1994 running for the House to call us Democrats, not even liberals, just Democrats, to call us everything but child rapists, okay? I remember when, what was the girl over here in South Carolina who killed her, Susan Smith, a hapless young woman who was in apparently a bad marriage and had a boyfriend and drowned her two young sons. You remember that story. And Newt Gingrich was all over media saying that this woman killing her two children, that represented liberal democratic values. That's what liberal Democrats do. And then it turned out that her stepfather had been sexually molesting her for over a decade, and that her stepfather, the sexual molesting bastard, was a big deal in the South Carolina Republican Party and the South Carolina Christian Coalition. Now, did Newt Gingrich come back on the air and say, oops, my bad? Of course not. I am sick of being told for the past 10 years that because I'm a Democrat, because I'm a liberal, there's something wrong with me. My people, that's Democrats and liberals, black, white, Jew, Gentile, gay, straight, man, woman, my people, Democrats, liberals, built this country from day one. And you pissant Republican conservatives have tried everything you could to screw it up. So when I get some mouth-breathing fish on this program like Shay, and I say to him, go kill yourself, and some of you freak out and send me an email, well, that was a bit over the top, Mike. Who the hell do you think you're talking to over the top? I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal. I've been putting up with this trash mouth, smash mouth crap for 10 years, ever since Newt Gingrich published his hate list of words and phrases to use against people like me. So, no. I don't apologize. And that's one of the reasons that Republicans or conservatives do not dare call this program, because I'll gut you. I'll show you no mercy. None. You may think that I'm going to talk to you and talk nice and make nice and play patty cake, but no, I'm not gonna. Because you are the folks who set the political tone in this country. You screwed it. You really did. You took a good political system and you turned it into this kind of filth and trash and hatred and divisiveness. You and Lee Atwater and Newt Gingrich and Bill Frist and Tom DeLay, all of you people. So you call this program and you want me to make nice? I don't think so. Not tonight, not next week, not ever.
This is Marissa Tomei. Join me and hundreds of artists, writers, thinkers, and activists at the Imagine Festival of Arts, Issues, and Ideas.
New York City's first annual Imagine Festival of Arts, Issues, and Ideas coincides with the 2004 Republican National Convention. The Imagine Festival is hosting over 125 events that mix artistic and educational activities through a series of concerts, performances, screenings, forums, and town meetings. During the convention, join artists, humanitarians, scientists, and spiritual leaders who will come together to share our intelligence, creativity, and passion at numerous venues in all five boroughs. We believe it is the responsibility of every citizen to exercise and celebrate the right to think freely, speak freely, and assemble peacefully. Informed citizens are the essence of a vital democracy. For more information, call 212-465-7572 or visit us on the web at www.imagine04.org. That's imagine04.org.
This is Marissa Tomei. New York City is a free speech zone.
Former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person, and so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
And allergies come with sinus pain. My Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies that hurt.
If you're in sales and aren't using WebEx, you could be losing money. Big money. With WebEx, the leader in web meetings, you get the interactivity of face-to-face meetings without the hassle and expense of flying or driving. And because WebEx meetings are so convenient, you'll make more sales presentations, which means bigger commissions for you. Go to WebEx.com for a 14-day free trial to see how powerful a WebEx sales meeting can be. Be where you need to be with WebEx meetings. Get started with a 14-day free trial. That's WEBEX.com.
The question is not whether New York is ready for the Republican National Convention. It's whether the Republican National Convention is ready for us.
First of all, this isn't their town.
George Bush insists we are safe.
I love to hear Republicans whine.
Our president is an idiot.
It is not anti-American to criticize America.
This is what Republicans do. They're destroyers.
Air America Radio is venturing deep into the heart of the beast, and you'll hear it live all day, every day. Air America's coverage of the Republican National Convention, from the podium to the protests, continues all this week, only on Air America Radio.
This is, before we go back to your calls here, a letter from retired Marine Command Sergeant Major and a retired Marine Major. Listen to this. As a military family with a combined total of 57 years of active service in the U.S. Army, myself, son, and daughter-in-law have accumulated over 80 combat medals. One or more of us have served in Vietnam, Cambodia, Grenada, Panama, El Salvador, Kosovo, Bosnia, and three of us served together during Desert Storm. My son recently returned from the Iraq War, his third war, and being fed up with Bush lies and back-to-back deployments, applied to be discharged from his, quote, indefinite enlistment, close quote, status. 6 days later, he was under investigation for making, quote, disloyal comments, close quote, about George Bush, which amounted to saying in general conversation with other soldiers that, quote, Bush should never have started the war, and Bush is no military leader, close quote. He was charged under Article 15 and was denied an attorney and could not cross-examine the case against him. His 14 years of military service up to this point was flawless. He was an excellent soldier, and in spite of numerous superiors who testified in his favor, he was demoted and sentenced to 45 days of extra duty. His crime involved nothing more than expressing his personal political opinion as guaranteed under the Bill of Rights, the very document that he had risked his life defending. Our government claims to be fighting for democracy. However, those who risk their lives for democracy are being denied their basic right of freedom of speech and opinion. My friends, the Bill of Rights and democracy are dead under the Bush administration. This is only a sampling of what will happen if this administration is reelected. For generations, we've been a loyal and faithful military family. However, with this recent action taken against a member of our family, we will no longer encourage military service to our future generations. In other words, we are going to do the same thing that Bush, Cheney, Wolfowitz, and most members of Congress do. We ain't serving no more. The Iraq War was based on lies and exaggerations, poor intelligence, a mass deception with no rhyme or reason for invading Iraq. For those who still have kids and loved ones in this illegal war, our blessings and best wishes go out to you. We pray for their safe return. It is refreshing to see an organization like Military Families speak out, because our active service members are silenced by the system and need all the voices that can be mustered. Signed, Charlie Carlson II, Command Sergeant Major, United States Army, retired. And Dot Deal Carlson, ex-major, United States Army, Vietnam vet. Now, I've gotten a couple of emails here from people who, I don't know what you folks expect from me regarding that phone call with Shay. In the first place, a lot of times I play with people like that, but there was nothing I said that I didn't mean, except to go commit suicide thing. You know, that was like not serious. And for those of you who took it serious, how stupid are you? God. But, you know, I just need to make something clear. If you're going to continue to listen to this program, if you expect me to extend a hand, again, a hand that's been slapped and bitten and stepped on by these Republican devils for the past decade, you're looking at the wrong program. Go listen to, go listen to Alan Combs. He'll do that for you. Go listen to some other liberal talk show host who's willing to bridge the gap with these devils, because I'm not. Not today, not next week, not ever. Now, is there any hope? Yeah. Oh, you bet there is. And I've been saying it since 1999. Republicans, get your damn party back. You want to talk to me about politics and you call yourself a Republican, get your party back. I could talk to Republicans up until about 10 years ago. I had Republicans in my family. I was married to a Republican one time. But if you're going to listen to this program, you're not going to hear any quarter asked for and none given. And you're damn right. It's my program. I control the buttons. I can take somebody on this show, let them talk for a while, gut them, and toss them in the street. That's just the way talk radio is, pal and palette. That's what every right-wing talk show host has been doing in this country for the past 12 years. Now, this Republican response, so you people send me emails saying, well, I'm a Democrat, and I really don't like what you did. You know, to hell with you. To hell with you. You don't like what I did? And again, I'll say it one more time, and I mean it. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. If this program is a little bit too intense for you, then I understand. I do understand, and that's cool. But I'll seek reconciliation with these devils when the time comes that they can understand what they have done to my country. It's not Democrats who've done this. It's not liberals who have done this. It is not independents or moderates. It's these devils that control the Republican Party and all three branches of government and the media. So for you people who expect me to ease up on these brain-dead thugs, wrong. It ain't going to happen. If one of them walks into my web, I will do everything I can to rip his damn head off. So spare me the emails. Spare me the smarmy, condescending, patronizing emails I'm getting now about, well, Mike, now come on, that was a little bit over the top. No, it's not. It's restrained. Enough said. Carl is calling from Chicago. Hey, Carl, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, I got some serious stuff to talk to you about, but I won't do it tonight.
Yeah, all right.
I'm telling everybody, man, game is down and dirty.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, but something else is a little lighter, though. This is out to Chelsea. Didn't you just love those Bush twins showing you, hey, what a good college education they did for you? I mean, that's our two little bubbly A Barbie twins, two branches off the same bush, dumb bush at least.
What are you talking about tonight, Carl?
Oh, Bush twins. You didn't see them, I guess.
Well, I watched a little bit of it, but... I didn't see the whole thing. No,
oh,
did they act goofy and stupid?
Just like that.
Really? Yeah. Well.
Last thing before I go, Mike.
All right.
Hey, remember this: we can't win the war on terrorism. Didn't need it.
All right, Carl. Thanks. Carl's gone. Oh my God. Kurt is calling from New Jersey. Hey, Kurt. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hey, Kurt.
Hey, I'm calling in reference to the Schwarzenegger speech yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he was referencing the 68 election between Humphrey and Nixon, it was unfair in my point of view, to pretty much show Humphrey, who I believe is a corrupt Democrat and shouldn't represent the majority of Democrats like John Kerry and Bill Clinton and others like that. I thought it was unfair to put them in the same boat and in the same thinking. I thought it was unfair to put George Bush, Ronald Reagan, and Nixon in the same boat with Theodore Roosevelt and people and great Republicans in the past like that.
Well, I'm not sure what the point is here. What are you saying, Kurt?
I'm saying that when he spoke, when he was talking about that election and how it changed his mind on how he wanted to become a Republican, I don't think it's very fair to represent the whole Democratic Party by such, in my point of view, a horrible Democrat.
As?
What?
Who's the horrible Democrat?
Hubert Humphrey. That's who he was mainly talking about. Most people don't remember, but, I mean, he was a pretty corrupt man with his ties to big labor and so on. And I don't think it's really fair to show that as the mainstream view. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
All right.
I don't think it's very fair to put Bush and Lincoln in the same boat as well.
Okay. All right, Kurt. Thanks. I'm sorry. I'm just not clear on what you said. The whole thing sounded like gibberish. But thanks for checking in. Jerry is calling from Minnesota. Jerry, welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
First
of all, Mike, I just want to let you know I just fell in love with you. Your show is wicked. You are fearless, and you better not change for nothing. You might have the best show pound for pound on Air America. I just fell in love with you.
Uh oh.
You know, as a matter of fact, I go back. I'm from Burnsville, but I'm in Jersey for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I hope your show doesn't get cut off at 12 o'clock like they do over here, because you go off at 12. But I hope it's not like that in Minnesota.
I think in New York City it's off at midnight because of the station that we broadcast through. That they have another program that they've just got to run at that time of the night, and that's cool. I mean, I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. I'd rather hear you. I mean, your show's the best.
Yeah,
I'm gonna listen to you every day.
That's cool. All right, Jerry, thanks. I got to move on, pal, because we got a short program tonight.
All right, you rule, Mike.
All right, thanks, Jerry. You have a nice evening. Dennis is calling from Staten Island. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
You are, you are.
I'm Dennis. I'm from Staten Island. I'm a chef. I work in Chelsea. I you know, like the esophagus of the beast at this point. I'm on 8th Avenue. And
oh, my God, you're right in the middle of it.
I'm well, you know, like I said, the esophagus. I'm not just the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
But it's bad enough. I mean, we have more of an armed guard than anything. And also, I know a lot of what's going on in the scene, you know, and I know people from Crowbar. I called about, you know, I call a few times, but I always get out too late to get on. But I call tonight because I know people from Crowbar, and the word is the Bush twins had their big bash there.
Yeah.
With the trickle-down economy, and they totally stiffed.
They didn't tip?
They totally stiffed.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Dennis. Hold on. Don't go away. I got to do commercials. I'll come back to you. Stick around. Quick. Let's do some commercials. We'll be right back with Dennis.
You're a chip off the block.
Tell me why.
You're using that fake
ID. Tell me why.
You can't resist the party.
Tell me what you become acting that way.
I don't know. President someday?
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
About 10 minutes before the hour, thanks to the crew who put the program together tonight, executive producer, I'm going to make you executive producer, Kathy, how's that? Kathy Bay produced everything here in Atlanta, but she can't do squat without the help from New York. The program engineered in New York City by Jason Isaac, and thanks to the fabulous Linda Blake for answering your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent, Ben Birch. Thanks, Ben, for WhiteRoseSociety.org. If you missed the program, you want to get it from the archive site, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall is our webmaster. And don't forget, go to AirAmericaRadio.com. There's all sorts of fun and frivolity there, all kinds of games to play. Do we have poker on that site yet? We don't? Okay, it's coming. Cecilia is calling from Seminole County, Florida. Hey, Cecilia. Yo. Now, what happened? Oh, there she is. Hi, Cecilia.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You're on the radio.
Wonderful. How are you, Mike? Love your show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Let me throw a couple of things out at you, and then maybe you can help me bump up the numbers.
Okay.
In Orange County, my neighboring county immediately to the south where Orlando is,
yeah.
The voter turnout for the U.S. Senate race for the Democrats was 22.26%.
Oh, my God.
The turnout for the Republicans on the same Senate race was 31.75%. So Betty Castor won in Orange County by 22.2%. Mel Martinez won in Orange County by 31.75%. This is a disgrace. Democrats, if you want to win your country back, fact, you better get off your ass and get out to the polls.
Boy, that is so true. If those numbers hold during the election coming up, John Kerry is so gone that there will be a sucking sound as the air rushes into the vacuum where he used to be. If Democrats don't go vote, it's all over. It's just all over.
22.2% of all registered Democrats in Orange County, where Orlando is, and I'm to the north, Seminole County, so I don't have those stats yet. I'm compiling those. But in Orange County, 22.2% of Democrats, registered Democrats, got out to vote, 31.75% of Republicans. And if you want to take your country back, Democrats, you may not be the dream boat, it may not be Kucinich, but it's better than the shrub that's in the White House right now. And if you want your country back and get it back from Darth Vader, shrub and smirk, it is time for you to get up and get out there and vote.
That's absolutely the truth, Cecilia. And those kind of numbers scare the hell out of me, because if you know, I mean, we all know, if that's the kind of voting that we're going to have on November 2nd, that's it. We're finished. It's all over.
This race was all over the TV. I mean, granted, Deutsch, I voted for Deutsch. I supported Deutsch, but I was horrified by his ads. But the fact of the matter is that Betty Castor is the winner, and I will back her because she's the Democratic nominee and certainly better than somebody who is being backed by Mr. Bush. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, our country's at stake, and I cannot – and now, look, we had a hurricane through here, and we've got another one barreling down, but still, the officials made sure that you could get to the polls. So, you know, there was no excuse, and if they had to change the polling, there was plenty of notice. So, I mean, people could have done early voting, absentee ballots. I mean, the opportunity was there. I am appalled and horrified at 22.2% of registered Democrats in one of the counties, main counties of Florida, not getting out the crucial I-4 corridor. I am scared, and I'm asking you, Mike, help us get the vote out.
All I can do is say what I can't say it as eloquently as you've just said it. I hope people understand how critical it is to go vote. But, you know, we tried to talk about that in the off-year election 2 years ago. And what was the average turnout? About 35%. Cecilia, if we give it away, if we Democrats give it away, then we have nothing to complain about. If we give it away because we don't show up to vote, then we're just going to have to suck it up and pretend like, that we used to have a country, because we won't have it anymore.
But
thanks, Cecilia.
I voted, and Les voted, and 22.2% of the Democrats did get out there and vote. And I don't deserve another 4 years of smirk and sneer. But the fact of the matter is that we need to hammer every week, every single week, every single day that you're on the air, Democrats, you may not like it, may not be your pretty boy, but the fact of the matter is John Kerry is our nominee, and with Nader running 4% down here, oh my God, people, wake up. So, you know, I just want to throw that out to you.
All right,
I love you. Show my best to your family.
Thank you. We'll keep hammering it. Thanks, Cecilia. Robin is calling from Maine. Robin, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, love your show. Listen every night with my husband. I'm calling because I think that Mr. Kerry's made a vital mistake. And
Wait a second. Robin, hold on a second, will you? I just had a serious screw-up here. I didn't go back to Dennis, the guy that was calling from...
Okay, go ahead.
No, well, he hung up. I don't blame him. Dennis in Staten Island, I'm sorry. I just got twisted, that's all. Just twisted brain, a huge brain fart. I mean, the whole room almost went up. All right, back to Robin in Maine.
Okay.
Sorry, Dennis. All right.
I just want to bring up the KISS theory, you know, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah,
I think that the Republicans have figured out, and unfortunately Mr. Kerry hasn't quite jumped on. Mr. Clinton had it great. President Clinton knew exactly how to talk to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it short, keep it simple.
Right.
Unfortunately, most of this country does not pay attention to more than 4 or 5 words in a row.
Yeah,
off doing something else. I don't know if they're all like adult ADD or what the deal is, or maybe it's the pollution and everyone has brain damage, or I don't know.
maybe it's because we have a horrible media in this country.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Coupled with the fact that we are the most politically unsophisticated group of people on the planet.
But unfortunately, I think what happened is John Kerry is giving the American people too much credit. He's getting out there and he's reasoning with people, and I don't think you can. I think that you have to do what the Republicans do, which is why these stupid swift boat veterans for Bush have been so successful, because they're just keeping it short, keeping it simple, and staying it off.
Yeah.
And they're being successful. In all of the swing states, Bush has taken a lead, and the Republican convention's not even over yet.
Yeah.
It's a scary thing. He's going to get a bounce at the end of this convention because they have all the smarmy kind of moderate Republicans speaking. This is a con job.
Doing
in New York.
In absolute spades. Yeah, total
they
con job.
None of the.
Hey, Robin, hold on. We're out of time. I got to go.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah.
And I hope to hear
Keep
from
going,
you. And take
Mike.
Care.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks. You take care. Take care. Hey, thanks to everybody for the program tonight. Appreciate it. Appreciate your calls and emails and the production staff here who put it together. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care, all right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
This November, America's most important decisions will be made. You should be involved.
I care about education and national security.
You can go online to learn about the candidates and their positions at dnet.org.
I care about my mother's social security.
The League of Women Voters will help you learn what you want to know.
Count me in. I want to be a part of America's most important decisions.
This message brought to you by the League of Women Voters and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. If you love your lungs, then purify the air in your home with the same technology used in our U.S. submarine fleet, the same advanced technology that's in my Orrick tabletop air purifier. I call my air machine a lung saver. You'll call it a miracle. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and breathe easier with the best air purifier you can buy.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush has received enough delegate votes to claim the Republican Party nomination for president. The Pennsylvania delegation made it official.
The Pennsylvania delegation is honored to cast its 75 votes for President George W. Bush!
Pennsylvania, with 75 votes, puts us over the top for George W. Bush.
Those 75 votes officially put Bush over the 1,255 delegate votes needed to secure the nomination during last evening's session of the Republican National Convention. Pennsylvania is considered a key state in this year's presidential race. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge is a former Pennsylvania governor. More anti-Bush rallies have been taking place outside the convention site, Madison Square Garden. Steve Sandberg has that.
As Republicans dropped the gavel on day two of the RNC, dozens rallied outside Madison Square Garden criticizing the Bush administration for focusing on Iraq while ignoring the perils at home.
It's wrong. We should not be in Iraq. He should be taking care of business here in his own country.
This gay protester calls Bush's gay marriage amendment one of hate.
Straight people watch Will and Grace. People who don't support gay marriage watch that show and yet don't choose to support gay marriage. You can't pick and choose when it comes to discrimination.
Others complained of jobs going overseas, and one woman held a sign saying, "Vote Michael Moore for president." Steve Sandberg, New York.
President Bush spoke to